Hey, welcome back to That 70s Card Show. My name is John Keating. I run this here thing. It's been a minute. It's been a while. And I guess let's talk about what's going on in life, right? These days, I've been out walking. I don't do that much talking these days. These days, I seem to think a lot about the things that I forgot to do. Maybe that means I haven't been as present in the hobby world or out front in the hobby world. Jackson Brown, one of my favorite artists, named my kid Jackson. And Jackson Brown seems to have written a lot of songs that I can relate to. One whole album, obviously, was how I spent a good portion of my 20s. That album, Running on Empty, if you listen to that album, you'll know the life. You'll know the life of living on a bus. The life of isolation. The life of getting through the day so that you can live for the night. And Jackson Brown, The Pretender. These days, Lawyers in Love. In fact, Lawyers in Love has been on my mind a lot lately because there was a time not too recently where I was trying to find a lyric to a Rush song, and I played every gosh darn Rush song there was on my iPhone. Twice, three times, four times, could not recapture that moment where a lyric hit me hard. Turns out it was a Jackson Brown lyric from the song Lawyers in Love. I thought it was from Rush's Big Money, but it was from Lawyers in Love by Jackson Brown. So been a little busy. I've been on kind of a crunch for the last, oh, I guess it's going on 10 months now, where I've been in a high-pressure situation at work and with a very fast-moving client. And it reminds me of One of These Days by Pink Floyd. It says, one of these days, I'm going to cut you into little pieces. That's the only lyric in One of These Days. And One of These Days is from the album Metal. A lot of people talk about The Dark Side of the Moon being Pink Floyd's big step into the world of rock and roll after years of futility. We had an eclipse lately, but Dark Side of the Moon could not have happened without the album Metal. And probably my third favorite Pink Floyd song is on that album, song called Fearless. But One of These Days is a song about cutting you into little pieces. And that's kind of what work does to us. Sometimes real life does that to us. But the cards are there to rescue us. I know they've rescued me. I don't really need a lot of rescuing. I spent a lot of my life kind of figuring it out for myself. So the cards are good. And it's a good diversion, and I certainly don't need them, but they bring me joy, and card people bring me joy as well. 1992, I toured with a guy named Neil Young. It was the second year I was working for him, and he was working on an album called Harvest Moon, and he was one of those unorthodox artists, I think we could all agree. Neil Young went out on tour before his album came out. So Neil would play this song called One of These Days. And One of These Days, I'm going to sit down and write a long letter to all the good friends I've known. I'm going to try and thank them all for the good times together. Though so apart we've grown. You know, had a lot of friends in my life and a lot of people that come in and out of my life. And I can see somebody after not seeing them for years and immediately fall back in line. And whether that's my personality, whether that's my occupation, of hitting a town every night for months on end. I'm not quite sure how what justifies that, but it's kind of hard for me to get close to people. So age of 16, my father dies. Age of 25, my best man at my wedding dies. Age of 27, my mother dies. So kind of standoffish behavior is the result of kind of all that stuff, right? So have a family, have kids. Of course, my kids mean everything to me. My wife means everything to me. My job, perhaps I take my job a little too seriously at times and have done that forever. You know, Jackson Brown in his song These Days said, "I've had a lover, but it's so hard to risk another these days." These days, now if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, well, it's just I've been losing for so long. So much of my life was kind of an example of that verse. Too much losing with people. Too much losing people in my life, and hard to risk another, as Jackson would say. This here baseball card collecting scheme that we're all involved in, certainly didn't expect this to have an impact on my life, other than, like I said, a diversion. Didn't seem to think I would be welcoming people into my life. But that seems to have happened. Our boy Jackson Brown also says he'll keep on moving on. Things are bound to be improving these days. Things do improve. Met some friends along the way, and it's I've grown as a person. Even in the last couple of years, I'm going to let go here and see if we can talk a little bit about that. I'm going to thank the old country fiddler and all those tough boys who play that rock and roll. I never tried to burn my bridges, though I know I let some good things go. My friend Cooter out there in Okotucky, he checks in on me every now and then. Talks about things, talks about cards, talks about life. It's important not just to talk about cards, but we talk about life. And I lived a lot of my life thinking that I've been here before, deja vu. Maybe it's a cliche. I joked with Cooter the other day that I think I'm in the Matrix, and certain things prove that. Life's hard when you don't have a plan, yet when you know it's all going to work out, I guess it's not so hard. So that's kind of been the way I've traveled down the road of life. No plans, but it's all worked out. I got asked by my boss, my direct report senior vice president, as well as my chief marketing officer last week, about where I saw myself in a couple of years. And I had no idea, because I've had a life of not planning. Things just work out, right? You get lucky. Or you're good, but you still have to be lucky. And I've always been more lucky than good. Cooter can attest to that. Cooter, very close to his brother. They were collecting brothers as well as real brothers. And same mother and father and everything. And he said something to me the other day in a text. He texted something to me. He said, "You have this 1931... Z-Nut Ray Keating card." And I fumbled over myself. I did not have it, and I couldn't convey to him in words quick enough that I needed it. I thought he was at a card show. It turns out he was at his house taking a picture of this card. And it turns out his brother, his late brother Mike, who passed away and shared a passion that Cooter still shares today with his cards and the combined collections that he now oversees of his and his brother. His brother had exactly one Z-Nut card in his collection that he bought a long time ago. Circumstances unknown. But he bought this card long before I came into Cooter's life. And this 1931 Ray Keating Z-Nut card was the only Pacific Coast League card that Cooter's brother owned. So tell me that's not, you can tell me that's a coincidence, but tell me that's not meant to be, right? People come into your lives. And Cooter came into my life, and his brother, his brother's collection already populates the walls behind me with cards that Cooter has given me over the last couple of years. But now having that little connection, it's just too much to kind of too much to really comprehend, right? Mark Hoyle lets me know every now and then when I'm wrong. And he doesn't do that in a way that is obvious, right? He teaches me. He teaches me his knowledge without correcting me, sort of letting me figure it out myself, but him guiding me. So people like that who have a an ability to convey a message without hitting you over the head. You need people like that in your life. And I'm glad I have Mark Hoyle in my life. That's for sure. I have a friend, Bob Spar, who is, I talk ball cards with Bob. Sometimes we talk business, but most of the time we talk ball cards. And he's got a brother who's friends with another friend of ours. But Bob and I'll stop in and talk to Bob sometimes for 5 minutes, sometimes for an hour, and we'll talk about cards. Bob's getting his knee done this week. Going to get a new knee. So, Bob, I wish you well. And selfishly, I want you back as soon as possible so that we can continue to talk about ball cards. Had a bunch of people over my house last week for a little bit of a card party, and met some new people and heard some old voices. Bobby Baseball's voice popped up on the phone, and talking to another friend of mine, Mike Moynihan, on speakerphone, and it was good to hear his voice. And more importantly, he reached out to me today via email, and we just said a few things about cards, and that's what matters. Cards make us happy, and it was good hearing from Bobby both last week and then today out of the blue via email. So I appreciate that. Another person that came into my life, then out of my life, but never quite left my life, and that's Chris from All Time Sports Cards. Chris had a great channel on YouTube and then ran afoul of the IT gods and completely lost his YouTube channel thanks to YouTube. And doesn't make content that much these days, which is a shame, because Chris has a gift. He's got a passion, and he's got knowledge. And more importantly, hopefully within a few weeks, Chris and I will meet for the first time, as both of our sons are going to graduate from Virginia Tech University. And we talked today a little bit via text about getting together and having to do that. Normally, that would be something that I don't follow through on, but I am extremely excited to meet Chris's wife and his son, Jared, and celebrate having done a job well done with our kids. Every now and then, my friend Zach reaches out to me. Zach is a fellow road warrior and spends a lot of time. If he's like me, he spends a lot of time just thinking and analyzing and all that stuff. And every now and then, Zach will reach out to me, because most of my friends are better reacher outers than me. And we talk. And it's good. It's good to have a fellow road warrior check in every now and then, because it's not fun out there. Used to be a lot easier than it is now. And we used to have our demons and our vices to help time go by. But now we just have our thoughts and our friends. So thanks, Zach, for always being there, talking everything and anything with me, sometimes cards, but most of the time about other stuff. So I continue to enjoy my time collecting my cards. I'm still happiest when it's me and my cards downstairs sorting away, and my snoring dog sometimes. He's right behind me right now. He's my sorting partner. But there is a certain bliss that comes with putting cards in boxes or putting cards in binders or rearranging or sorting or numerically fixing things and all that stuff. And I hope that never leaves me. I hope it never leaves those who I care about, old and new. My friend Tony in South Philadelphia and I went to a baseball game a couple weeks ago, Phillies opener. Pretty sure the Phillies lost, but I had a great time talking to Tony for 2.5 hours. Tony probably wasn't buying the whole thing that I'm an introvert because I didn't shut up for the entire time. But I appreciate that. I got to see Tony's cards and enjoy that. And the fun about that is I didn't have 1 ounce of envy. I had just complete joy and bliss for Tony for the collection he's put together and how happy he is with his cards and how he's not done. And he continues to try to add to his collection or change his collection or improve his experience in the hobby. So for that, I'm thankful for new friends, the people I do meet. 10,000 Maniacs, 1992, also wrote a song called These Are Days. And I spent some time with the Maniacs. If you look over my shoulder right here, you'll see platinum record from the 1992-93 album, Our Time in Eden. These are the days you'll remember when May is rushing over you with desire to be part of the miracles you see in every hour. I know it's ball cards, but it's fun. It's fun. It's fun. You need to see the signs and know their meaning and hear the sounds and know they're speaking to you. These are the days. And for that, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the people that I've met. I'm thankful for the people like Ken Kinsley who got me out of my shell and told me to turn a camera on. I'm thankful for those who check in on me, for those who listen to me ramble, the ramblings that come from inside my head. I'm about to go back into my submarine for a little while, a nice month of intense work, broken up by a brief celebration the second week of May for my son. And then we'll see where it takes us. Appreciate everybody listening. Appreciate everybody continuing to support me. Appreciate the friendships now and in the future. And of course in the past. So thanks so much, everybody. Appreciate it. Bye. Cheers.